This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Maintaining the supply chain during and after coronavirus closures and slowdowns is critical to agriculture. So far, International Dairy Foods Association CEO Michael Dyke says he's pleased dairy has been able to keep the store shelves stocked.
We met the demands on the retail side, and many of our members are also able to store cheese, turn milk into powder. We did everything we could to try to keep the supply chain intact during this whole upheaval.
Dyke says the dairy industry was experiencing some difficulties even before coronavirus.
We represent the processors, but obviously we know what's happening at the farm level as well. Those are part of our supply chain. But, you know, dairy farmers have gone through nearly 4 years of losses and significant decreases in prices.
More recently, Dyke says the dairy outlook had shown signs of improvement.
In about the last 6 months or so before COVID-19, dairy prices were increasing, trade was up. Dairy farmers are actually beginning to be able to pay the bills, pay some back due bills. Supply-demand was balanced, and then all of a sudden COVID-19 hit, and we lost half of our market on the food service side.
That loss, Dyke says, has been tough on everyone. Tune in tomorrow for more on the fight in dairy producers. Looking forward to a smooth recovery.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.